Welcome to the sideline, ladies and gents. What a lovely day. What a beautiful Friday this is. We got that gorgeous sunshine out there feeling so lovely. I'm your host, the host with the most. Guaranteed to bring it each and every week. The Friday night delight. Dropping it just how you like. Guaranteed to get it right. You know that?
Bringing the rhymes, too.
That's what I do. That's what I do, baby.
You know, it's kind of crazy seeing you bring the Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle, and you drop the smooth jazz voice on them.
Oh, you know it. I got to do it. If it ain't Barry White, what is it?
Barry Black.
All right. I got you.
There we go.
Check it out, folks. We got an exciting show. This is The Sideline here on 1180 AM KLAY on your AM dial. The other voice you hear is my esteemed guest host, Petey Pete. Go ahead and say hello, Pete.
Been a minute.
Been a minute. Yes, indeed it has.
Glad to be here.
Mm-hmm. Folks, we have a special treat for you. I got a couple of lines blinking. We're going to go right into our lines over there. We have Natalie. Are you with us?
I am. Hello.
And LaShonda Fowler.
Hi, guys.
Hey, how are you guys?
Doing great.
Now, both of you are from the Seattle Mist.
Yes.
Why don't you go ahead and give all of our listeners out there a great big hello and introduce yourself.
Hey, this is LaShonda Fowler with Seattle Mist, repping number 10 this year. Rookie.
I'm Natalie Sudi, number 3, tight end, Seattle Mist.
Okay, so you are the veteran. So we have one veteran and one rookie on the team, which is kind of why I asked for this setup when I was in discussions with your coaches who I wanted to interview. And I wanted to get a rookie and a veteran on here together because I want to see how well you guys blend in together.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. So you guys are just new teammates. And how's your on-field and off-the-field chemistry?
Natalie, you want to take that?
Yeah, sure. You know what? I think we glue and jive really well. I've been with the team since December, early December, and LaShonda is new with us just actually within the month or a couple months. And the chemistry with us, I mean, we run off of each other extremely well. We both play on the line. We're both aggressive. Chris puts us against each other all the time. We both have size, and we push each other. She makes me better. I make her better. So it's awesome.
Now, what positions do you guys prefer to play and like to play best? Is it the offensive side of the ball, the defensive side of the ball?
I would say I love playing both sides. I love playing tight end. I love playing on the line. I love catching. And then I'm extremely aggressive, so I love playing defense. I love tackling, ripping people's heads off. It's kind of an enjoyment.
And how about you, LaShonda?
I actually like playing both sides as well.
Well, so far, I've got to see you guys in practice week in and week out. And so I know what you're capable of. But why don't we give the listeners a little bit of your, each of you, give a little bit of your athletic background so they can get to know a little bit of what you're capable of because they don't have the opportunities to see you like I see you.
Right. I'll start. This is Natalie. I actually I've played sports all through high school. I got a scholarship in soccer and softball. Played down in Arizona. I was a pitcher in softball, and I was a striker for playing soccer. And you know, this has been, you know, when you graduate and you're done with school, you know, you got to really find out what you want to do. And, it, you know, I've been really, really dying from playing a sport and really want to get back into something competitive. And I got the luxury to try out with the Seattle Mist, and this is unbelievable. I can't tell you about the competitiveness, the team camaraderie. I mean, everything is just awesome. So I've enjoyed it.
Now, the Arizona softball program, that's a pretty intense program. What's the Mist? I mean, how does it compare to what you endured when you played softball at Arizona? Because that I know that is a top-notch program down there.
You know what's extremely funny is that this doesn't hold a candle. I mean, Arizona doesn't hold a candle to this. I mean, I'm not kidding you. Chris has pushed me harder than I have ever been pushed before. I mean, physically, mentally. I mean, it's just so challenging. I mean, I had the luxury to play softball ever since I was little. you know, and know the game and go through the growing pains. But, you know, this is a brand new sport, and it's been tough. And Chris is, you know, knows that I was an athlete in college, and so I think he puts more pressure on me than ever. But this is definitely a lot more challenging.
Now, I watched a lot of practices myself, and actually you can see Coach Chris smiling. He takes pride in the fact that he can make girls throw up and need ice packs. Do you think he's mean?
You know, he
doesn't. I don't think he's mean. I just think he tries to bring out the best in all the girls. And I think he knows all of our potential, so I don't think it's mean. I just think it's part of being a coach.
Now, Natalie, I tried to Google some research on you before coming into this interview. But I didn't know where you were actually from, so I had a little bit of difficulty with that. But LaShonda, on the other hand, when I Googled you, your name came right on up.
Oh, yeah.
You were the 1996 Female Athlete of the Year. You were a two-sport standout. And what I have here, and this is the amazing part, okay? Check this out, Petey. Bet you didn't know that LaShonda Fowler, being only 5'6", was voted Player of the Year by Nisqually League Girls Basketball Coaches for two consecutive years. She averaged 16.5 points per game, 9.5 rebounds per game. And back then, she was like just a, what was that, your freshman and sophomore years?
Yes.
Yep. And then she also ran track, in which she had impressive times in her 100 meter, which was 11.92 seconds. Hey, girl.
Hey,
that's
girl.
A pretty fast.
Why are you not a wide receiver?
Hold on. That's a pretty fast 100 meters. What are you running your 40 time in?
You know, when I tried out, I know I had the fastest time, but the coach wouldn't give me the time, so I never knew what my time was. So
you also had some of the fastest times in the 200 and 400 meter, looking like you won the 400 meter your third year out there. Was that your sophomore? Oh, your junior or your senior?
Yeah, I won the 400 in my junior and my senior year in high school.
Okay.
So now you guys have had the opportunity to see some of the games. The games, of course, are live on MTV2 this year. So there's been a few games played already. What are your takes on what you've seen so far with your competition?
I mean, all the girls look good, you know. I mean, you can tell that they're working hard out there, and I think we're working just as hard, and we're ready to compete. I mean, I think we have a really good shot at doing good in this league, and I think all the girls are excited. I think the game's really, you know, give us that excitement, you know, and I think we're ready.
Now, with the date being September the 10th, the 9th, the 10th?
Today's the 9th.
With the date being September the 9th and your first game against Green Bay on the 30th.
3 weeks.
Just three weeks away. Natalie, this first question is for you. With the injury that you incurred during practice, how is your status, and will you be ready to thump heads come September 30th?
You know what? This injury I broke it. I hyperextended my elbow. You know, the great thing about it is everything's fine. I just went to a physical therapy today, and they said absolutely 100% I'll be back on the field playing in September 30th. You know, this is just a little hiccup in the road to our success to Seattle Miss, and I'm not going to let it knock me down.
That's what we like to hear. Now, LaShonda, this next question is for you. With your athletic background in basketball and whatnot, especially averaging 9.5 rebounds a game, you have to be pretty good at using your body to position yourself to box people out, to jump up and get those rebounds at 5'6", may I say. How do you intend to use your speed and your basketball your basketball athleticism to aid you in football?
I mean, it's definitely different. I thought I was going to transition very well, but it wasn't that. So, you know, every day that I'm stepping out here, it's been challenging, but I'm able to outrun girls and get free, and I just plan to do that. And definitely being physical and just not trying to get blasted out there.
Now, I'm still one of Pete's favorite questions, just because I know him so well. Which would you rather do, deliver the big hit and jar out the ball, or score that TD?
Oh, wow.
score, of course. I just want to score. We got to put the points up on the board.
So you want to make that pop, recover the fumble, and then score.
Right. There you go.
Get it all at once. There you go. That works. So coming up 3 weeks from tonight, you guys are hitting the road to Green Bay. Had a heck of a football game there in Green Bay last night, and I know the Rec Center is a pretty nice place to play. What do you think of the Showbear Center? You've had the opportunity to be in there a few times now already, I'm sure. I mean, that's your new home. Going to be quite different when it's filled full of 6,000 people stomping, screaming, cheering, and clapping.
Absolutely. I'm extremely excited. I've been waiting for this moment since December, and I'm just ready to show Green Bay what the Seattle Miss has to offer. It's going to be lightning.
I'm excited as well. I've played in front of big crowds, being that I went to the NCAA tournament. So, I mean, I'm ready for it.
Natalie, you've been waiting since December?
Yes.
Are you having a Kelly Clarkson moment?
I've been waiting
moments
for
like this.
Well, you know what? I came in December, and, you know, I came trying out for, actually, because we were going to play Dallas Desire, and so I came in a month before that game, and I was training really hard, and we ended up getting that game canceled. So I've been waiting to, you know, really, really play on the field against somebody in the LSL, and so I really have been waiting.
Did it bother you at all that Dallas, instead of wanting to play the Mist, they just decided to fold the franchise? They saw the Mist on the schedule and said, forget it, we quit.
It's not surprising. I mean, come on.
Hopefully Green Bay doesn't do that. That'd be kind of a bummer.
Hopefully they don't. And we are all anticipating that game.
That is going to be a big one. So I know, you know, being in the NCAA tournament and playing for Arizona, you've had the opportunity to be on TV. I mean, this is going to be on national TV. So millions of people are going to see this. Any butterflies on that?
Oh, yeah, there's always butterflies. Anytime you step out there on the field, even in practice, I have butterflies. So we just have to use that energy to our advantage.
Shoot, I know that right. I have butterflies when I eat my breakfast.
Well, I'm going to give you guys some real good advice for being on national TV in front of millions of people. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Don't mess up. There you go. Long as you don't mess up, you're okay.
And I know you've heard Coach say you don't want to drop that ball on a receiving play, because that is a lonely walk.
Yeah.
Yep. Back to the sideline. Everybody looking at you like, man, she got butterfingers.
Everybody on our team has good hands, so I don't think we have to worry about that.
Oh, so you guys are like that insurance company. Nice. You're in good hands with the Seattle Mets. Insurance. That's what
right.
I call you guys. So both of you do play a position on that defense, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Now, earlier, I think it was about a month ago, in an article, your defense was coined with the new name. And are you ready to live up to this name, the Punishers of the Pacific, when you get out there September 30th in every game that you have thereafter?
Oh, yeah, I think we're ready.
Tony, did you come up with that name?
Well.
That absolutely, that absolutely smells like Tony right there.
I must confess.
Yes.
The George Washington in me. I cannot tell a lie. You did not read the article on LFL360.com?
I'm sorry, I did not.
Shame on you. Shame on you.
I guess I shouldn't be admitting that tonight.
You shouldn't, because we posted it on Twitter. It was all over Facebook. It was all over LFL360.com. You've got some reading to do. It's still there.
Yeah.
It's still there.
That's one thing that I'm real impressed by is what the LFL is doing, putting itself out there. I mean, it's just exploding. This league is growing by the day, and it's amazing where it's come from 2 years ago last year to where it is today. I'm really impressed with that. And girls, I mean, what do you see this being for you? Is this something, do you like what you're doing right here? Is this a stepping stone into something else? I mean, what do you hope to do with your athletic career?
For me, I'm not really sure. I think I'm kind of one of the older girls, so that window for me is kind of closing.
Me who?
I mean, I just enjoy playing the sport, and however long I can stay in it, that's all I'm looking for.
Brett Favre was playing until he was 62, so, I mean, you got a lot of time left.
And you guys are all just getting started, so, hey.
I'm pretty excited. I don't know where my career is going to go with LFL. I always see myself, you know, I don't care how old I am, with gray hair, I'll be playing sports. So I don't know if it's the LFL, playing soccer, playing tennis, I'm not sure. But I definitely love everything that I've been doing. The experience, the challenge from mentally and physically is just great. So who knows? My goal is to, you know, be on the all-fantasy team next year, and we'll go from there.
Well, you know, when you feel like you're at that point, when you're ready to hang up your cleats, there's always coaching. And you could perhaps be that first lady LFL coach in the league.
Coach Sean,
that is possible.
Mm-hmm. You never know. And as far as using this to get into other things, just recently on Facebook, I had heard, I'd actually had like a brief conversation with Tasha Tank Pryor. And she was speaking to people about possibly going into the WWE after her LFL career is over with. So there's so many things you guys can use this to launch and propel yourself in into the future when you leave the LFL. Hello?
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back. You are at practice, right?
Yeah, we are.
Okay, I have to go to a commercial break, so I'm going to let you guys get back to your teammates, your coaches out there. Tell everyone from the sideline, Pete and Tony said hello. Thanks for joining us on the air, and we are looking forward to seeing you.
Go Miss!
September 30th. All right, we'll be back on the sideline in just 2 minutes.